Good morning. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and would you state your name and ADC number for the record, please, ma'am?
My name is Amanda Nelson, and my ADC number is 287-331.
Thank you. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for the one allegation over warrant, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on February the 20th, I believe, yes, February the 21st of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
And on that, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today?
Yes, sir.
And because we're doing this by phone, you cannot see us, so we're just going to talk through it. But I would like to introduce you to the board members who are present today. They are the Honorable Mr. Lee Karanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be conducting the hearing. We also have in the room with us at this time the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Ms. Nelson and Mr. Turner, I'd like to swear both of you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do the sword from him. Ms. Nelson?
Yes, I do.
And Honorable Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Ms. Nelson, you do have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3. It demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Oasis House, 2601 North Swine Road, Tucson, Arizona, only about November 22nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were suspended from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Nelson, I'm going to move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was a delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into corneries or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Karanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. There, ma'am, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing, which is very important because at the end of phase two, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Therefore, we're going to ask you to remain quiet, then we're going to return to you and talk to you, and then you can tell the board whatever you want to tell the board. So if you remain quiet, as the Honorable Mr. Turner is going to provide us with some background information at this time. Honorable Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Nelson was released from ADC custody on 10-18-2018 and arrested on 1-25-2019 by Tucson PD. No new charges were noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 1-26-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4-23-2019 with 64 abscondes. Current convictions, 2014, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. 2015, commitment D, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, commitment E, count one, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, commitment A, count four, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment A, count 8, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, commitment B, count 1, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count 2, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 2. Substance use score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms on supervision, 2014, transitional release, absconder for 24 days, administratively revoked. 2014, TIS release, arrested on current offense, revoked by BOEC. 2017, transitional release, absconded for 229 days, administratively revoked. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and sex acts noted. However, after her return to custody, she received two disciplinaries for promoting prison contraband and was found guilty of a major on both of those. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, there were either no charges filed or they were dismissed. She has a GB score of G4, V4.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, we're back to you, Ms. Nelson. We're going to look very briefly at your case supervision summary. Seems that when you were released, you were approved to reside at the Miracle Center there in Tucson. And you reported for your intake, then you changed your, did you change your residence? Or what happened, ma'am? Did you actually go there to that program? What happened?
No, before I even left prison, I changed that address with my CO3 because the Miracle Center would not allow me to work.
Okay. And where did you go to? Did you go to the Oasis House? Or where did you go after since you did not go there, ma'am?
I went immediately to the Oasis House.
And how long did you remain at the Oasis House, ma'am?
From the time of my release on October 18th until November 22nd.
Okay. And November 22nd, you were discharged. Why were you discharged at that time, ma'am?
I left because I was doing drugs with another girl at the halfway house. When she got released and got placed there, we knew each other from prison, and when she brought drugs into the halfway house, of course, I'm an addict, and I used them, and then I left.
Okay, and so you were not, so what kind of drugs did you use while you were there at that halfway house at Oasis?
Methamphetamine and heroin.
And that was because this person that you knew was bringing them in and you just couldn't resist using them, am I correct?
Yeah, I totally admit, I've been an addict since I was 12 years old, so.
Since you were 12 years old. What have you done over the years to try to rid yourself of that problem, ma'am? Have you done anything?
I haven't really done anything. It's basically all I've ever known. My parents used drugs, I used drugs, my family used drugs. I've never actually went into an inpatient treatment program, which hopefully upon my release this time, I can get into the Haven, which I want to. I just gotta go about doing it.
Okay. And the Haven, is that where? They're in Tucson?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, and have you done any paperwork or done any research on that program so that when you get out, you'll be ready to go there?
Yeah, I have researched it. I just have to get someone on the outs to help me get into it so that I don't just hit the streets and then not have it in place, you know what I mean? I want to go directly there from my release, whether I get released on parole or I get released without parole.
And I don't know, I'm not saying that this will work, but have you discussed this at all with your CO3 who might be able to assist you and get all your paperwork and everything ready so when you're released you'll be ready to go to that program?
I don't know how to go about it. I just don't know.
Well, I'm suggesting, and I'm not saying it's going to work because I've never been a CO3, but I would, if I were you, I would discuss it with the CO3 and see, because the CO3 is there to help you, to see if they could help you find a way to get into that program. Do you have any support on the outside? I know you said that your parents will also use drugs, but do you have any support on the outside that might be able to help you in the future, ma'am?
Yes, actually, I just got engaged. He's a military veteran, and he doesn't use drugs ever. He's writing me right now, trying to help me stay, keep my spirits up and everything while I'm in here, and when I get out, he's going to help me try to get into a program. He understands that it's best that I go into one.
Okay, well, congratulations on being engaged, and I trust that everything is going to work out with you and your fiancé, so we wish you the best. So exactly what did you do those 64 days that you absconded? Were you just out on the streets, or what were you doing, ma'am?
At first, I was working as a caregiver for Charles Lea. He is an incomplete quadriplegic. quadriplegic. I've known him for almost 8-10 years, and I was trying to help out there, but of course it was also a bad environment because everybody in that household uses drugs. So I ended up continuing to get high, and I left that employment, and I went and stayed with my mom, which of course was another bad environment, and then I got picked up on a traffic stop.
It just didn't work out for you. You really need to go somewhere. Now, I can't tell you what you need to do, but you really need to go somewhere and get away from some of the people that you know, and maybe with your fiance, maybe he will help you to do that, because I think as long as you get back in a drug environment, it just seems to me that you just can't resist using them. Did you have any other employment while you were out except for helping that individual?
No, just that.
Okay, so I think you indicated that, you said, what happened? Why did the police department pick you up? So what something happened?
I was on my way to my mother's, and I was in a vehicle that a police officer stopped for a random traffic stop.
Mm-hmm. Were you driving, or was someone else's vehicle?
It was my fiance.
Oh, okay. And they asked for your name, and you ran your name, and there you are. What was out for you? Okay, at this time, I'm going to see if some of my distinguished colleagues might have some questions for you. Questions? I don't see any questions coming from other colleagues at this time. Now, we're about to come to the end of your hearing. This is your hearing, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board when the board goes into discussion. Anything that you want to tell the board at this time?
I just thank you guys for your time, and if you guys do consider placing me back on parole, I'd appreciate help trying to get into the Haven because it is an inpatient program. I wouldn't be on the streets. I'd be monitored. You can't have contact with the outside world. I want to go into treatment. I need treatment. I've never been offered it. I keep coming to prison and prison and prison and prison, and obviously that's not working.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, now the board is preparing to go into discussion. In the state of Arizona, we operate under the open meeting laws, which means that you can hear everything that we are going to say. We will not discuss your case before the 5 board members were present. Therefore, now we're going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your own supervision. So if you remain quiet, now the board is in... the board is now going to have its discussion. I find that Ms. Nelson is a very pleasant young lady. I believe that she's about 27 years of age, but she's just been on drugs, illegal substances, since she was about 11 years old, and that's something hard for her to break, but it's time for her to make up her own mind. And as she indicates that she has found this fiance who is a veteran, and hopefully he will work with her and help her to stay on the right track. And hopefully she'll stay away from her friends and, I hate to put it this way, and her relatives in terms of trying to become straight, and hopefully she could go to this Haven place down there in Tucson, and hopefully that would turn her around. However, just from my perspective, she did abscond for some 64 days. She did use methamphetamine, heroin, and I don't know what else while she was out. I think it would be best for just to put a program together since she was scheduled to be out anyway on April the 23rd. So that's just my feeling, and I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to revoke Ms. Nelson, Amanda Nelson's supervision, and her DOC number is 287331, inasmuch as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision by scrimmage for some 64 days, as well as using illegal substances while she was out. And that is my motion to revoke her supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kowalis. Well, your community supervision has been revoked by this board. However, I hope you will not look at this as a negative. Please look at it as a positive. You have a little more than about a month and a half to get yourself together, so when you get out in April, I want you to be ready so that you put a program together, write it down on paper, contact everybody at Haven and everywhere else with your fiance, and be ready to move forward so that we will not have the opportunity to speak to you again or see you again in Orange. This will end your hearing, and thank you so much for your participation. And if you will put the 03 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you.